Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out and holding it down for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. It's a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, every single weeknight. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's in New York. I'm in Atlanta. You are at work. You are at home. You are in your car. You could be doing a lot of things, but you're here, so thank you again. On the free Odyssey app, listening on your local affiliate, tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. Maybe you're listening on a smart speaker. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We talked about the New York Jets, their bad luck. We're going to get into the turf. We'll talk about an additional or some other injuries in the NFL, like the Steelers. Cam Hayward is having groin surgery. That sucks. We're going to talk about Kevin Porter Jr., a disastrous situation of alleged domestic assault and abuse in New York. And some people just can't get out of their own way. That guy needs some serious help. We'll get into that. And so obviously the theme of last night into today was around the New York Jets. And so we'll talk about the turf And I got to get this out the way. And by the way, if you want to call me, you know how to do it. It's 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. I started to hear it last night. I heard it this morning. I saw it on social media. Who do the New York Jets need to get? What, like it's Ghostbusters. Who you going to call? And the answer is not Tom Brady. Sure, if you're the New York Jets, and we heard this. As a matter of fact, damn it, listen to it again. Head coach of the New York Jets earlier today, he talked about Zach Wilson, and he pretty much said, we believe in this dude. I mean, he could be lying out of his teeth, no big deal, but this is what he said.
I do want to make it very clear, Zach's our quarterback. We got a lot of faith in Zach. We're really excited about his opportunity. But we're rolling with Zach and excited for this, excited for him. And like I said, this opportunity that he's going to get.
The general manager of the New York Jets, Joe Douglas, he would be indicting himself even further by bringing in somebody else. And the only dude who you would really bring in is Tom Brady. And why? Somebody tell me why. Why would Tom Brady entertain playing for the New York Jets? Why? It's not worth the risk. There's not a big enough reward there. Did you see what happened to Aaron Rodgers behind the offensive line?
Jared, you know why.
No, I don't know why. Did you see what happened behind the guy yesterday for Aaron Rodgers? He goes down with a blown out Achilles playing behind that offensive line. This dude is running around the planet with a model whose name I can't even pronounce. This man is going on safari in Africa. This man is taking jump shots in New York City.
Saw that.
Yeah, there is nothing left for him to add to his legacy. Oh, yeah, by the way, I know what he did as an old man, and it wasn't all that great last year. The dude is not getting any younger. Tom Brady is 46 years old. If you looked at him physically last year, he was already smaller. He had to deal with a lot of the nonsense that a lot of us have to deal with as adults in life, with the divorce and his kids, etc. He's even smaller than when he ended last season. There is nothing left for him to do. The reward isn't large enough for him to say, oh my God, I'm going to come in and save the New York Jets. To me, it sounds like a massive waste of time. It makes for great fodder on television. It makes for great fodder on radio. But I would be surprised as all hell if this man woke up and said, I'm going to play for the Jets. Why does he want to stick it to Bill Belichick? The man has enough money. The man has a life now that he can hopefully enjoy. It seems like he is enjoying his life. Why do I want the stress of I'm going to come in? There's no guarantee that we're going to win. Look, Tom Brady had an excellent career, great career, probably the most storied career, certainly the most accomplished in modern NFL history since the merger, without a shadow of a doubt. There comes a point in time where it's like, bro, you testing fate right now. Like, you're testing fate. Like, you just want to show up and roll in. When he went to Tampa Bay, great situation, great wideouts, great talent, great offensive line. And even, let's keep this in mind, even in that first year, there were people who were saying, oh, man, Tom Brady lost some of his fastball. Tom Brady can't deliver the ball down the field the same way he did. Tom Brady getting chewed out by his head coach. And they won a Super Bowl, man. Okay? And after that, it ain't look all that great. Last year with Tom Brady, it ain't look all that great. They didn't even finish with a positive record. And so, yes, the New York Jets are in a better position with the defense right now, but the offensive line, not worth it. It's like, how many buttons do you want to push? Let that man hang out with supermodels, his kids, fly around on private planes. Let him start getting his 35, whether it's this year or next. Let him start getting his $35 million from Fox. Let him mind his business. Like, I don't want to both play for the Jets. And I got to show up in the middle of the season and just say, hey, I'm here to save the day. You know, look, what's more likely is for the New York Jets to just say, hey, here's a third string or backup QB. Here's a veteran to stash away so we just don't have Boyle and Wilson on the roster. That makes more sense. Let alone, let's bring in Tom Brady. And why would Tom Brady want to?
JR, you've interviewed thousands of these athletes, if not hundreds, at the top of their field. What is the one commonality all these all-time greats have when they first initially hang it up?
I don't know. You tell me.
You can't replace this feeling. You can date Bradley Cooper's ex. You can be father of the year. You can be Mr. Joe Buck on Fox, whatever the case may be, right? Obviously, he's not Joe Buck anymore, but there is nothing that quite replaces this. Nothing. And if you are Tom Brady, there's not a better situation in the NFL, including that team that he idolized and worshipped when he grew up in the Bay Area in the San Francisco 49ers, than what the Jets currently are constructed right now with the defense and the offense. I get what you're saying about the offensive line, but there is a reason why Tom Brady from 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, and 45 never missed a single game due to injury. JR, he had injuries up to wazoo, whether it was Godwin, Evans, the mess that was Antonio Brown. He was dealing with so much chaos, and not to mention a complete head coaching shift going from Arians to Todd Bowles. So there was a lot of chaos, and he still set the all-time mark in completions. The year before that, he was runner-up in MVP. You and I both know he's got a lot left in the tank if he wants to be on the field.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
I don't know a damn thing.
Well, JR, you know professional sports. You know football.
I know at 46 years old,
he's better than 90% of the quarterbacks still playing today.
We can't say that. That's nonsense. We cannot say that. You can say whatever you want. The man hasn't thrown a football all off season. He doesn't physically look the same as he did even two seasons ago. Last season, he didn't necessarily have the best of years. Last season, he went through a transition as Todd Bowles took over. And so, no, there is no certainty. You're asking me what I know about athletes? I know athletes get old, and they get old quick. Do I think Tom Brady is sitting around eating Twinkies, and do I think he's pushing one less weight? No, I'm sure he's in good physical condition.
Correct.
But if you even see the man, he is smaller than he's ever been. There comes a point in time where you stop pushing it. I don't know what Tom Brady has. And to say that Tom Brady today, on September 11th, 12th, or 13th, whatever day it is, to say that I know that he's better than 96% of the QBs out there, I think is not accurate.
Well,
and it's not fair.
Mahomes?
And it's not fair. Right. And it's not fair to the guys who are actually playing, to the guys who are in their 20s. That's not accurate.
Outside of Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, who else gives any NFL team a better chance at reaching a Super Bowl than Tom Brady?
I can't say that for a dude who's gone, man. That's not fair. He's 46. And the other thing is, you have to put him out there. If you want to talk to me about someone's mental acuity, yeah, I'm pretty sure he could walk through everybody. But to actually go out there and play, there's a whole lot more than, oh, he's smart and he could still throw a football when he was 44 and 45. Well, now he hasn't. And now he's been jet setting. You don't just wake up and turn that on. You know, this is not step out onto the court and let's go for a three-point shooting contest. You have to condition yourself, not just your mind, but your body to go out there and do it. And once you step off of the treadmill going God knows how fast, it's not so easy just to jump back on, which is why I'm saying the idea of him just joining the Jets is almost like a pipe dream. If it happens, I'd be shocked. I'd be surprised. Here he comes, the savior, the white knight. I don't find it, for everything that he's already accomplished, to say, oh my God, this is going to drive me. Oh, this is going to be the move. This man has made a career of torturing the New York Jets. He has watched his former head coach and Bill Belichick. One of the reasons that he wanted nothing to do with the franchise, even when Tom Brady entered into the league, it was because they were a joke. I don't know if, all things considered, if it's worthwhile for this man to say, well, I haven't thrown a football in 8-9 months. Oh, I haven't worked out the same way. Oh, I've been spending time with my family. Oh, I've been overseas. This man has been doing things that he hasn't been able to do for his entire life. And just to turn that off, just to be a break glass in case of emergency for the New York Jets, is just, it's wild, man. If it happens, then I will eat crow. But I can't find it that simple to say, oh, he's just going to wake up and decide, oh, I want to be the savior for the New York Jets. I think there are more reasonable options than to say, let's bring in this 46-year-old dude. And for their perspective, it might make sense. For him, I'm like, man, screw y'all. I'm already the most accomplished. Already have more money. I don't need to potentially come and help you. And here's the thing. There ain't no guarantees. Okay, any season, year to year to year, Tom Brady in his peak, Tom Brady in his prime, he did not wake up and win a Super Bowl every single season. He did not. And I would look at the offensive line. I would look at what happened to Aaron Rodgers last night. I would go, I ain't going to that crap. I'm not doing it. I'm not. For what? And they're very two different quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers more prone to move. More prone to run around. Tom Brady's stationary. He ain't moving anywhere. Slide to the left, slide to the right, throw the ball. I'd run away from that offensive line. What's more reasonable? Jets get a veteran. And I've heard plenty of names. Joe Flacco still wants to play. Matt Ryan has made it very clear. Oh, man, come out the back. Look, the New York Jets might trade for a quarterback from another team. But Tom Brady, like, it sounds nice. People can scream and argue and yell about it. Let me know when it happens.
Let's not forget about the immortal Carson Wentz or Nick Foles, JR.
Yeah, waste of time.
Yeah.
Waste of time. Look, The New York Jets, I believe, are going to go with Zach Wilson. I think that's the most prudent thing to do. You have an offense that he is somewhat familiar with. He's taken snaps. He's been here. Just to pick up a Tom Brady off the street or out of Africa or out of Manhattan, away from a model, and just throw him out there and just say, hey, well, he fix it. I don't think so. I think he's better off just minding his business and living his legacy. There's nothing left to add, nothing left to do, and it's not necessarily riding a bike. This stuff is not going to get easier as he gets older. He is 46 years old. I don't think he's just going to walk off the street and master the offense and tell everybody what to do. It's so out there. If it happens, hey, great for the Jet fans, and everybody could be happy. You had Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady in the same season. It sounds too storybook-ish to me. And for Tom Brady, man, I would just go about my damn life and let the Jets be the Jets. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to tell you about another team dealing with injuries. Unfortunately, it's the Steelers. All my friends in Pittsburgh, yeah, defense suffering a little bit, offense suffering a little bit. I'll get to your calls and tell you about the Steelers. I also need to let you know this right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First-time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Let me tell you something. There's another team dealing with injuries, maybe not to the same extent, but they've taken a hit on both offense and defense, and that happens to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. If we want to go ahead and look at the – well, let's look at the game. They got smashed. They got destroyed by the 49ers 30-7. Kenny Pickett had to go out there just to try to keep the game alive, had to throw the ball around 46 times. Deontay Johnson – looking to bounce back from last season, not too bad. We know that Kenny Pickett was getting adjusted. No touchdowns last season for Deontay. He was a Pro Bowler the year before that. Got a hamstring injury. He's going to miss a few weeks. That's what Mike Tomlin had to say about Deontay.
Deontay Johnson, obviously, with a hamstring injury, is probably unavailable this week. We were waiting to take a picture of that, man, to get a realistic look at how long that might be, but I think it's reasonable to assess that he won't be available to us this week. Feel real comfortable with our in-house people, man, Gunner and others, in terms of elevating and being ready to carry the load and participate.
Okay. What else? Well, that's the offense, right? What about the defense? This guy is like furniture for the Steelers at this point. Cam Hayward is down and out with a groin injury. It's not just a groin injury. This man needs an operation. Take a listen to this.
As you guys know, Cam is out. I don't have a lot of details in terms of scheduling, in terms of his surgery or what that might look like. I'll give you an update on the other side of the surgery when we get a complete totality of time and what it is and so forth and things of that nature. Obviously, losing Cam is significant, but that's what team is about. Replacing Cam is not a one-man job, man. It is a multiple-man job and a coach's job.
Whew. Let me tell you something. You don't cut anybody open, let alone cut them open around the core, the groin, the abdominal muscles, and then they just wake up and go perform. That's not how it's going to work. And so the Steelers are going to miss a six-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, who any given season is capable of going out there getting himself 10 sacks. And so let's see what Mr. Watt can do in the interim. And speaking of returns, I've seen the posts and the messages. Oh, well, maybe J.J. Watt can come back now. I'm like, come on, man. J.J. Watt sitting at home doing charitable things as well. He ain't coming back. So good luck to the Steelers. The next time they're in action, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about them because they play Monday Night Football next week. The Browns and the Steelers, two teams that typically beat the living hell out of each other in the AFC North. And we know the Browns coming off of a big victory where they just smashed Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals 24-3. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got KP calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, KP?
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight, man?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen. I hear the nation and everybody's putting a whole bunch of attention on the AFC East, and so be it. It's theatrical. It gives everybody something to talk about. They got Irons there now, and you know they want to keep that that AFC. But I'm telling you, you have to worry about that North when it comes out the AFC, which is the toughest conference in football. Of course, the NFC is like the SEC on steroids. So, in my opinion, the North is where they play that good old fashioned black and blue football. You have a lot of talent at every team, and it's a very, very competitive league that's going to kind of beat each other up during the season, and that's the only thing that really helps the league at the end of the season. But I just want your opinion. You know, well, the New York Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins. We see the Dolphins on the Ravens. I'm a Raven fan, by the way. We see the Dolphins on New Year's Eve, so we're going to have tuna fish sandwiches that night. For dinner, and of course, Mac Jones, like really. So I, you know, team for team, we stack up with any division in the league. Even though I know Pittsburgh, I mean, I don't want to like put them down because I have a lot of respect for Mike Tomlin and what he represents and the foundation that he has. But
sure, what's the question to me?
My question to you is, anyway, my question to you is, in the AFC North, everybody kind of premeditatively handed Cincinnati, you know, the division. In my opinion, I know I'm a homer, but
what's the question for me? Hey, KP, what's my question for me?
All right, my question for you is, how do you think our division is going to end up, and how do you think that with the injuries to Dobbins and Stanley and Marcus Williams is going to affect the Ravens?
Well, we see that already on the defensive side. I would go with the Bengals and then the Ravens. I think the Ravens have a very good shot either way. If they win the AFC North, if they don't, to get into the playoffs via wild card. So I have no less confidence in the Ravens if they're going to be healthy, which is typically always the case when it comes down to the Ravens. And I feel like they've been running in place over the past few seasons due to the injuries. I know you have a new offensive coordinator. I know that you bring in new players. You have Odell Beckham Jr. that's out there now. They're a team that's running in place. And so I expect the Ravens to be good every single year. Maybe one of these years they'll do a little bit better than good and just go to the Super Bowl. I don't know if this year is going to be that year, but I certainly expect for them to be in play for the playoffs again, okay?
All right, thank you very much for your answer. Thank you.
Well, thank you, KP, for calling from Baltimore. It took us a while to get there. It took us a while, but we finally did it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
All right, big sir. How you doing this evening?
Very well. What's on your mind?
So I just, about the Tom Brady thing. So when Shaq left the NBA, what he did is basically began a DJ career because he said he couldn't match the hype from being in basketball or game sevens. And he's actually pretty good at it. My only thing is the only reason Tom Brady would come back is to try to match that hype. I don't think he's going to get it from anywhere else. Family is great. Love family. I'm really glad he's starting to hang out with them. But that's got to be a thing. I don't see Tom Brady being a DJ. I mean, but I think he will come back. Not that he should. I think he'll come back because he misses the hype.
Okay. What, for the Jets?
Maybe, and then Peyton Manning can start casting his QB show for next year because he hasn't cast it yet. So that would be interesting.
All right. Okay. Well, let me know if it happens, Brian, okay?
All right. One man's opinion. Have a great night, boss. Shep, have a great night as well.
Thank you, Brian, for calling from here in Atlanta. 855-212-4CBS. Say's calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, John. How's it going, man?
How are you doing? Very well.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about a lot of things, man. First, the injury to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, I'm looking at the Jets' schedule, man. They have it really tough. They got the Eagles. They got the Chiefs. They got the Patriots. I mean, you know, and I'm really starting to think about what on earth are they going to do? I mean, I think as far as Tom Brady goes, I mean, I know what the other callers are saying, but, I mean, he has a share with the Raiders, right? And it would be kind of awkward for Tom Brady to be saying, I'm a Patriot for life, but then go to his division rival, right, which is the Jets. I mean, I just think it would be really weird for him to come back to the Jets specifically, but then again, it's the NFL. You just never know. But I think the Jets will roll with Zach Wilson. I think they see something in him, but I think one tough thing that Nathaniel Hackett is going to have to kind of get used to is coming up with plays for Zach Wilson because he developed his entire offensive playbook for Aaron Rodgers, and
he
gets injured within the first 75 seconds, right?
He will. Of course they will. They're going to take time and utilize plays that Zach Wilson is more comfortable with. Of course they're going to switch things up. They're not going to keep things the same way as it was with Aaron Rodgers. That goes without saying, and it's probably going to take a couple of weeks. I mean, some of the first things we saw yesterday, offensive line, guys jumping off sides, not used to the cadence. So it's going to take time, but of course they're going to tailor things to what Zach Wilson is comfortable with, absolutely.
Right. I think as far as the playoffs go, I mean, we'll see, man. I mean, they have a tough schedule ahead. They have the Cowboys on Sunday at 3:25 Eastern and at 3:25 Eastern, and we'll see how they do with that. We'll see how they go each you know, week by week. But you know, that's all I had to say, man. I'm a first-time caller. Thank you so much for taking me. You guys have a great night.
You as well, Says. Thank you for calling from Houston. Jason is here from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Man, JR. Man, stop. Tell these people, stop, man. I know you probably can't say it, but stop with all this Tom Brady coming back, man. That is just ridiculous. Like, come on, man. Let that man go and do what he going to do and ride off into the sunset. What are you coming back for? What he got to prove? Come on, man. Man, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'd rather him go to the Miami Heat and try out for their team, shoot threes, because he got a damn-looking nice little jump shot. I didn't know he could shoot that ball like that. But I was watching that video of him shooting. Tom can shoot that ball. I'd rather him go play basketball than have this guy come back talking about playing. Did they not watch how Aaron Rodgers was getting lit up the first three plays? Like, did they not see the same thing I saw? And now you want to say, oh, Tom, go back there and do this. Come, man, stop, man.
Yeah,
stop.
He'd have a lacerated kidney right out the gate, I guess.
Man, come on, JR. You know what, JR, I'm not going to let that – I'm not going to let that rent space in my head, man. You have a good night, JR.
Right. Thank you, Jason, for calling from Mississippi. Norman is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Norman?
First time caller. Love the show. First of all, I'm a Jets fan, okay? Everybody talk about Tom Brady this. Forget Tom Brady. You got – nobody's mentioned about Colin Kaepernick. The man is ready to go. He can come in. I mean, come on. When he was with the 49ers, he took them to the playoffs at least. What's wrong with him?
You're not serious, right?
Yes, I am. I'm very serious. First of all, he didn't – how can you put it? He didn't disgrace the NFL. The NFL turned on him. So why is everybody scared to mention his name of coming back to play football? He wasn't a bad quarterback.
Do you know? Do you know how old he? You know how old he's gonna be?
How old he's gonna be?
No, I'm asking you. Do you know?
No, I don't.
He's about to be 36 years old. You want to know the last time he played?
The man said he's in shape.
I didn't ask you that. I can be in shape, too, and I can be in – I don't mean I'm in NFL shape. Look, I've watched him.
He said,
Norman, you know what I'm going to do?
He's been practicing.
Yeah, Norman, I know. I've seen him with my own two eyes in front of me. And this was 2 years ago I saw him play. Okay, I saw him practice here in Atlanta. I went to the practice. He was standing dead in front of me. Norman, listen, hold on. We're going to take a break. I'm going to pause. I'm going to get some more calls. And then I'm going to address this Colin Kaepernick thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Norman, for calling from North Carolina. Hey, Shep, well, you'll be gone. Do I need to send a message to Boomer Esiason to come help out the Jets too? we can get Boomer Esiason to come back.
Let's put it this way: you know what's funny about Boomer? And Mark and I go back and forth on this. He needs more consideration for the Hall of Fame. Maybe this is what puts him over the top. If he can go back at 60 something and be somewhat successful given the rules today, and Boomer, remember, he was good going out. He was really good. I think he had a couple years left in the tank. I'm serious when I say that.
Let's put him in there now. If Tom Brady is not enough, if Colin Kaepernick is not enough, we can get Boomer. You know what? How about this?
Yeah.
Let's put my friend Joe Namath out there in a wheelchair. And let's see what Joe can help do for the New York Jets.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's put it this way. I think Boomer Esiason could still make a couple throws. I don't think Namath could do that anymore. But you know what? We should ask Boomer if he wants to come back to the Jets. I mean, God knows he's had a lot of offers since Testaverde, you would think.
All right. Well, I know Joe can still hand the ball off, so maybe they'll have some success. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'll talk about Colin Kaepernick on the other side. It's nuts now, folks. Come on. It's nuts. Where's Chad Pennington? Maybe we can get Eli to come out of retirement. I mean, maybe Eli wants to fulfill his dream of playing for both New York City teams. And maybe Eli wants to don the green and white. I don't know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. My apologies to all the Buffalo Bills fans, but you have to hear this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Defensive Player of the Week is Jordan Whitehead. 3 interceptions against Josh Allen. He needed 3 interceptions in the whole season to get himself an additional $250,000, and he did that in one game as the New York Jets beat the Bills last night 22-16. Good on him. I don't think the Buffalo Bills are going to be that bad or as bad against the Raiders this upcoming week. Right before we went to break, one of the callers, amongst all of the names that have been bandied about when it comes down to who should the New York Jets look to acquire instead of, you know, running Zach Wilson out there, it's Tom Brady's and Matt Ryan's and Wentz's of the world. And one of our callers just said Colin Kaepernick. And I'm like, that ship has sailed, man. The New York Jets want to win a championship. That's what they brought in Aaron Rodgers for, to be competitive enough to get to the playoffs, the postseason, and to have a legitimate chance to do more than that. That's it. Why would they take their chances with a dude who last threw a football when he was 29 years old? He is about to be 36 years old. And you can tell me he's in shape. And we've played the audio here on the show as well. Every now and then before every season, he gets together with some current players. And Nike puts together the hype video about Colin Kaepernick and what he's still capable of doing. They might as well just do that when he's 50 years old. Because, like, what does it matter? He has not played. He's done. He sacrificed his career. It was something he believed in. I'm not mad at him for doing so. But as a result of it, he's gone. And he made himself into a distraction, even if part of it, I think, was certainly for a damn good reason. He sat on the sword, and he's not in the game. And then he got his opportunity, and he didn't want to play ball the way they wanted him to when it came into his tryouts, which is also well within his right. But every action that he had had a consequence, and he knew this pretty much from the get-go. And so, no, Colin Kaepernick, I don't believe Tom Brady's coming back. I don't see no reason why. You could put Colin Kaepernick into a further range, put him on Mars in regards to coming back. A 36-year-old quarterback who hasn't played since he was 29, basically off of an injury when he was 29 years old. And, man, no, he's not – this is not Disney. This is not a family film. They're not plucking Colin Kaepernick out of the street, and he's going to come back and lead the Jets to a Super Bowl. And I've seen the report. It's been said that his agent – has already contacted the New York Jets to say, hey, he's here, he's available. Well, that's fine. That ain't moving a needle anywhere. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, what's going on, JR?
How are you? Go ahead, quickly.
All right, look, man, the Jets and Aaron Rodgers are done.
Thanks.
You know how they're done? Because Kobe Bryant, the late great Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant had an Achilles injury about the same age. He lasted one more year, and he was done.
Okay. Well, thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Well, look, and guess what else?
Okay.
You know why the Jets and Aaron Rodgers are done? Because they're like the Falcons and Arthur Blank. They're done, too. They'll never win anything. They need to come get Jameis Winston from our Saints for a fourth-round pick or a conditional fifth, and they might win something.
Okay. All my friends here in Atlanta are laughing at you. What?
Atlanta sucks. The Housewives of Atlanta sucks. We beat y'all's asses every year and every time. Y'all are losers.
Okay. Anything else, James?
Yeah. Atlanta and Arthur Blank will never win nothing because that's why people go to Lowe's, because you get a better product at a better price at Lowe's. And Atlanta is the worst town in America. It sucks.
Okay.
They got lousy fans there, too.
All right.
And the New Orleans Saints whips their ass every year.
Okay. All right. Thank you, James. Appreciate you.
Y'all are all losers at the ATL.
Okay. Thanks, James. Whatever makes his drunk ass feel better, I don't know. All my people here, it don't matter what he says to me. All my people here in Atlanta just laughing at him right now.
Does he not realize that the Braves also play there?
Hey, he's not thinking. No, that's not how it works, Shep.
Gotcha.
No, nobody thinks about them in that realm. It's the Falcons and the Saints. That's it. And the Braves encompass a lot of the South here. Ain't nobody think about the Braves like that.
Gotcha.
He's strictly talking about the Falcons.
All right.
No, it's blood. It's bloodlust. It is.
Gotcha.
It's nothing. It's just, It could be 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. It could be Saturday at 7 if somebody's wearing black and gold and they're going to get crap talked to. If I'm in New Orleans and I'm running around in black and red, people going to talk crap. It's just – it's how it is. It's a football thing.
Man. I got you. I mean, look, two Super Bowls in the last 25 years, at least appearances, like, they don't suck. I just think he's got to be a little fair to the Atlanta sports fans.
No, no, that's not – it's not how it works, Shep. This doesn't – this is not how it works. Just hate each other. Let's just go back and forth. You just see somebody walking down the street, they talk crap. This is how it is. This is how it is. 855-212-4CBS. Charles is calling from New York. What's up, Charles?
It's kind of funny. I'm just listening to that guy just earlier, just now. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, I'm not going to waste much of your time.
It took him everything in himself to formulate that one sentence or a couple of sentences. Yes. Go ahead.
Just unrelated question, but what do you think about the New York Giants? Can we fix the O-line or is it doom season?
Oh, well, I see Andrew Thomas is already hurt. I'm not worried about the New York Giants in that regard. I think the New York Giants are just an okay, good team. And they got pretty lucky last season. And so, yeah, they bring in a Darren Waller. And I'm just – they're okay, man. They're good. But they ain't good enough to do anything, you know, like really compete for a championship. They just okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
You a Giants fan?
Yeah.
So, look. Would you be surprised, yes or no, would you be surprised if they did not make the playoffs?
No.
Would you be surprised if they did make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay, you would. So you think they're bad?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I think they're bad. I mean, they would surprise me like they did in 07.
Well, I mean, a surprise in 07 is a hell of a surprise. That's a championship surprise, man. I ain't going that far. The Giants are okay. That's it. And so if they didn't make the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised. If they did, I wouldn't be surprised either. But it'd take a hell of a lot. They barely snuck in last year. They're an okay team. That's it.
Yeah, they did. They did sneak in last year. It actually surprised me. One more question. So what if the Giants won the Super Bowl this year, which is impossible by right, but what would you think about that?
I'd say that ain't happening, Charles. I'm not thinking about stupid things. What if pigs could fly and what if I had wings?
You're right.
Why am I going to buy that for? If the Giants win the Super Bowl this year. What Giants? The New York Giants? Maybe one of their players will get hurt on that turf. I hope not. I'm going to get some more of your calls and talk about turf all over the place. People are mad here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.